Band F Machine, title track from their 1989 album. Here comes the 21st century here on the Viva La Mach radio program. So what can I tell you about F Machine? I pretty much told you everything I know about F Machine. The album came out in 1989. It was the title track to that album, Here Comes the 21st Century. Oh, I can also tell you it was on Reprise Records. It was on a pretty big label, but I don't know anything else about that band. In fact, I did a Google search, and nothing came up except for they put an album out in 1989 on Reprise Records called Here Comes the 21st Century. Now, I can also tell you that I remember probably it was 1990. I found that album, still sealed in the long box, for like $2 at a Big Lots. And I'm like, I'm going to pick it up. Can't be that bad, can it? And I don't think I ever even opened it. I think I have it stored somewhere, still in the long box, which is good, because then I went to eBay. I'm like, maybe eBay will tell me. And you can buy brand new cutout versions still in the long box from 1989 on eBay for more than $2. So, you know, a wise investment if I ever look up selling that. And why it came into my mind this week, I don't know. I was trying to think of songs, and for some reason that came in. I'm like, what did they even sound like? So yeah, that's the genesis of how I get from song in my head to song on the radio for you. Also in that set of music, the Jesus and Mary Chain, a B-side to their original single. The single was Upside Down. The B-side was a Syd Barrett pen tune called Vegetable Man, which was an unreleased Floyd single. It's supposed to be the third single off their second album, finally. And it just never made the album or made a release until 2016 it saw the light of day. Jesus Mary Chain back in the mid-80s put it out as a B-side, and I played that for you. Also in that set of music, some live Dream Syndicate recorded back at Raji's back in the mid-1980s with the Days of Wine and Roses. And I started off the entire set with the Lemonheads, who were recently in town. I don't know if you got a chance to go and see that show, but them doing a cover of the July track, Dandelion Seeds. Get us. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Gets us to where we are now. Coming up on the top of the hour. Before we get to the top of the hour, I want to remind you that every 8 minutes, the American Red Cross brings help and hope to people in need. Thanks to the support of everyday heroes like you. The Red Cross is actually able to respond to disasters, big and small. They support military families. They help ensure that blood is available when needed. And they teach life-saving skills like CPR and first aid. So be a hero and donate today. Visit redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. This message brought to you by, guess what? The American Red Cross. And, of course, your good friends here at 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. Which includes me, the Mockster. Hey, don't forget, you know, each and every Saturday at noon, we got this thing called Radio 9. And what is it? Well, it's kind of like what top 40 radio sounded like back in the 1970s. Kind of, but not. Because it's a mix of oldies and newies and a bunch of snark. And it's hosted by Uncle Jay Thurber. It's each and every Saturday at noon here on Independent Freeform Radio, 88.3 WRCT, Pittsburgh.
KIX Morning News Update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark Vansabar. I know you love the thing you got. You've never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girl. My name is Mark, I'm a fire, I'm the match, and I'm the pyre. I'm the voodoo black musician priest. Why, I'm the greatest thing since World War III, girls.
You think he's acting, but he's not. His name is Mark, thanks a lot.
My name is Mark, thanks a lot. I'm the palace I'm used on lot. I am the pull-up, I am the snake, I'm the beat that makes you shake. I am the killer, I am the source, and you will worship me, of course. I'm the oracle, I'm the seer, the wit, there is no question that I am it. Hey girl,
thanks a lot. He looks so cool, but he's hot.
My name is Mark, thanks a lot. My name is Mark, thanks a lot. My name is Mark, thanks a lot.
Hey kids, hello. Goth girl, what are you wearing today? Black again. Goth girl, it's such a fine day in May, but you think it's raining. One day I'm gonna kiss the lipstick off your mouth. Goth girl, why so afraid of the sun? Do you hate the light? Goth girl, you should be out having fun. At home by midnight, you can try to hide behind your bangs. As you sit there on the wall and bare your fangs at men like me, but one day I'm gonna kiss the lipstick off your mouth. Kiss the lipstick off your mouth, goth girl. Goth girl,
dog on the leash? Does he wash dishes? God, girl, he looks like Pete Murphy to me. Oh yeah, he wishes. I know he's appropriately frail, but I bet he can't afford to take you to Nine Inch Nails. I've got two tickets. One day I'm gonna kiss the lipstick off your mouth. I'm gonna kiss the lipstick off your mouth. Smart. You turn bad habits into art. You fake black magic accessories have cast a real spell on me. So, a goth girl, when will I see you again? It's been 2 weeks. Goth girl, I ask the rest of your friends, oh, but they don't speak to me. And one day I'm gonna kiss the lipstick off your mouth. I'm gonna wipe the lipstick off your mouth. Goth girl. Goth girl. Goth girl. Goth girl. I'm dead. I'm dead. I'm dead.
John Wesley Harding with Goth Girl here. Wrapping up that first set of the Viva La Mock radio program. We are going to try it. Yeah, it's not working, so let me do that. I can talk over. Just normally I like to have background music, and I was warned by a colleague that CD2, which I had issues with last week, just AOL. No, DOA. It's not AOL. Why would it be AOL? The heck are you talking about, Moxer? DOA. And so it is. So I'm going to just flip something there and just tell you the songs I played. All right. So before the Goth Girl, what I was trying to explain to you was some Joy Division. Joy Division. That's what that was. Transmission from Joy Division. Also some Nina Hagen in there as well from her Fearless album, Because I Love Paul. And it's true. I love Paul. I don't know about you, but before the Nina Hagen, some Lou Reed with My Name Is Mock. Because guess what? My name is actually Paul. That's why I love Paul. But it's a show called Viva La Mock. People call me the Mockster. Call me whatever you want. Oh, yeah, and happy birthday to Nina Hagen. Nina Hagen, 67 years old today. Today's her birthday. So send her one of those some e-cards or whatever the other popular one is. Are there popular ones anymore? I don't know. Oh, what am I going to tell you? All right, so it is a Friday. It is a Friday. I am live in the studio. Hanging out with you. This is not an encore presentation. This won't be on the encore presentation. Which means in a couple hours, we're going to do a music and a radio calendar at midnight. We have a thing called the Midnight Mock. I'm trying to keep the mock within the theme that I started last week, since it is International Women's History Month. So it's a female-centric mock coming up at midnight. Got some songs to play, some suggestions that have come over the email throughout the past week. Maybe some suggestions we didn't quite get to last week. All sorts of stuff. If you'd like to have a suggestion included in the set for this evening, call me up at 412-268-WRCT. 412-268-9728 is our mighty request line. Find our way back into music. for your enjoyment. Figuring out what's going on. I don't know what's going on. Just putting together a giant mixtape for you, as I do each and every Friday evening. How about some Julian Cope doing a Para Ubu song? How about it? It's Julian Cope, Nine Alignment, back here on the Viva La Monk radio program.
shaking up the place. Whole world seems in motion. Body clock peculiar. That's the way we do things when we move from place to place. Been mobile now for hours and I can't make out my feet. Are my black reflective on the north side of the street? Time to stoke the fires. Flies from the tires, starts to get hypnotic, like it's knocking out the bait. Then we went in for coffee, came back a guru. All the muscles in Flanders couldn't do for our crew.
From their 2013 release, Giants. That's the Stranglers here on the Viva La Mock radio program with Lowlands wrapping up that set of music. For the Stranglers, how about some Popsicle? Popsicle in their version of Mission of Burma's That's When I Reach for My Revolver. Did you know it was on this day back in, I think, 1986 that the company that makes Popsicles discontinued the double Popsicle. You can only get them in a single, yeah, it used to be like a double barrel Popsicle. I didn't realize that. Block Party before the Popsicle with She's Hearing Voices, and to start off the entire set with Voices I Hear, Julian Cope in Non-Alignment Pact. It's halfway past your 9 o'clock hour here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock, and I do want to remind you that 7,000 high school students are going to drop out of school each and every day. So if you take their desks, because it's empty now, and you take that desk and you stack it on top of one another, it's a pile that's more than 17,000 feet high. Yeah, that's 12 Empire State Buildings. And if you stood on top of that stack, you might feel a little pang of fear, because you're up there pretty darn high, right? Right? No. The fear is not because of the height. It's because there is another stack going up tomorrow. But we can keep students in school if you visit boostup.org and take that first step. This message brought to you by the U.S. Army and WRCT. Don't forget, if you have a suggestion for a song, you gotta call me. Well, you don't have to call me. You can always email me. If you want to email me, it's wrctrequest@gmail.com. If you want to call me, though, you can do that. Phone number here is 412-268-WRCT, 412-268-9728. Gar reached out to me during the week, not with a request, actually with some vital information. He said the MC5 are coming to Pittsburgh in May, and so he said, Moxer, can you make sure this gets spotted on the music calendar? So let's find out at 11 if that did happen. And they're playing the Thunderbird, and you know what? I'll be honest, I've not been into the Thunderbird since it reopened. Not reopened amidst the pandemic shutdown, reopened after the owner got done remodeling it. I heard it's fantastic in there. And I just my old man bones haven't gone out to see a show there yet, but maybe that would be the one, MC5 at the Thunderbird on May 6th. Why do I tell you that? Well, A, it's good news to know, and B, no, I'm not going to play an MC5 song. Too easy. I'm going to play an MC5 cover. Bratmobile wrapping up that set of records, set of music. Actually, none of them were really records. They were not vinyl, at least. Bratmobile with a Cheap Trick record. Cheap Trick record. That's what I'm trying to say. Cheap Trick record. And I was saying to myself, you know, I remember back in the olden days, I saw Bratmobile one time, and I saw Bratmobile right here on the CMU campus. I was like, man, I wonder when that is. And then as I'm looking at the CD, there's a note written on the top of the CD that says, playing CMU on October 23rd, 2000. So, yeah. 21 and a half years ago, I guess, is when I saw Bratmobile here on CMU's campus. Maybe for the Bratmobile, how about some Muffs? The Muffs from the really happy release they put out back in 2004 with Oh Poor You. Skating Polly, whom at the time were both just two teenage sisters. They're now in their 20s. But played you Carrot from Skating Polly and start off the entire set from Atlanta, Georgia. 6X doing their version of High School, the MC5 song, because MC5's coming to town. Wayne Kramer and company. May 6th, I think, is the date. Hopefully that's on our music calendar. That comes up in just over an hour. Yeah, we do that at 11 o'clock. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. Thank you so much for tuning in. I gotta ask, are you still confused by hyperpop? Have you never heard of shoegaze? What about, like, grindcore? Extra Tone, math rock. Well, guess what? We've got some DJs here who are equally as confused, but they try to find out together by listening to Audible Sounds here on WRCT Mondays at 3. You know, I played the Bratmobile. Name of the track was Cheap Trick Record, so why not go and pull out a Cheap Trick record and play some Cheap Trick for you? Southern Girls, it's the Viva La Mock radio program.
I see the firemen jumping from the windows. There's panic and I hear somebody scream. He picks up useless paper and puts it in my pocket. I'm trying very hard to keep my fingers clean. I can't remember. Photograph to keep at home. The sun is laughing, it's another broken morning. I see a shadow and call out to try and warn him. He didn't seem to hear, just turned away. The quiet fellow follows and points his fingers straight at you. He had to sacrifice his pride, yes, throw it all away. And all I wanted was a word, a photograph to keep at home. And all I wanted was a word, a photograph to keep. His days are numbered, he walks round and round in circles. There is no place he can ever call his own. He seems to jump at the sound of the photograph to keep at home. And all I wanted was a word, a photograph to keep.
My name is Michael Caine.
My name is Michael Caine. suitcase in my hand. Jacket's in his corset and Jane is in her vest. Me, I'm in a rock and roll band. Riding in a Stutz Bearcat gym. Those were different times. The poets studied rules of birth, and all the ladies rolled their eyes. Sweet Jane, sweet Jane, sweet Jane. Jackie is a banker, and Jane, she is a clerk. They're both saving up all their money when they come home from work. Sitting by the fire, radio display, a little classical music for you, kids, to the march of the wooden soldiers. And you can hear Jack say, CJ, CJ, CJ. Some people like to go out dancing, but other people, they gotta work. And there's always some evil mother to tell you life is full of dirt, and that women never really faint, and that villains always blink their eyes, and children are the only ones who blush, and that life is just to die. But anyone that had a heart, he wouldn't want to turn around and break it. Anyone that ever played a part, he wouldn't want to turn around.
That is indeed Mott the Hoople doing their version of the Velvet Underground Sweet Jane, wrapping up that set of music here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. This is a Friday night show called the Viva La Mock radio program. You can also tune in Tuesday afternoon. Does that make sense? No, Tuesday. It's not plural. Tuesday afternoon from 2 until 4 to hear an encore presentation of this very show. What is that encore presentation? Well, it's a mixture. It is a mixture of kind of like highlights of this show tonight from the playlist. And part of it, a good chunk of it, is actually just I've got the reel-to-reel behind me going, and I will take an hour, 90 minutes, 80 minutes. I don't know. I'll take some time. And in that 120 minutes, it'll literally be this program. Yeah, it's so nice. We run it twice. Before Mott the Hoople. How's Golden Earring in there? Went back to a 1978 Grab It for a Second and Moving Down Life. Now, here's what's interesting. For whatever reason, I said, you know what, this week I should play some Golden Earring. So I went to the record library and I pulled out a stack of vinyl of the Golden Earring records. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to want to play from Golden Earring. And I'm flipping through and I'm looking and, oh, wow, they have an 18-minute version of 8 Miles High. Tempting, but maybe not this show. Not going to play Radar Love. I'm not going to play Twilight Zone. At least not tonight. And then I look at this album, the Grab It for a Second, and as I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh my gosh, this album was produced back in 1978 by Jimmy Iovine, whose birthday's today. Serendipitous, 69 years old today. Jimmy Iovine, also then he started Interscope Records, and then he did the Beats thing with Dre and became a billionaire. Did a lot of stuff with Fleetwood Mac. Did more stuff with Stevie Nicks. If you know what I mean. And he's the one who got Stevie and Tom Petty together for Stop Dragging My Heart Around. In case you wanted to know. Before the Golden Earring. Yeah, I haven't even told you the whole playlist yet. I'm just rambling. Before the Golden Earring, Spy Genius doing their version of Madness's Michael Caine. As much as I have not been listening to a lot of Madness, I've been on a Madness kick. A lot of Madness songs keep getting stuck in my head. The original version can be found on 1985's Keep Moving album. Cheap Trick started off the entire set with Southern Girls. Gets us here 2.5 minutes past 10 o'clock. You know, today in the United States, companies are actually struggling to fill more than 4 million, that is million with an M, entry level positions. And because of outdated hiring practices like these, employers are missing out on a great pool of untapped talent. I'm talking about 6 million adults. Do the math. 4 million positions open, 6 million young adults. What are we talking about? Well, despite their motivation, loyalty, and hard work, the grads of life lack opportunity because they have yet to earn some of those traditional credentials that the employers are valuing, like a college education. So maybe it's time to look beyond that resume and look for the grads of life to discover new ways to develop great talents that are so much more than what's on paper. Gradsoflife.org for more information on that. We got 1 hour down, 3 to go. Thanks for hanging out with me. Elvis Costello's got a brand new disc out with The Imposters, which are really the Attractions with the flip of one guy. Yeah. Different bass player. It's a great album. It's called The Boy Named If. Here's The Death of Magic Thinking.
Solid as a summer's day, even as a winter's evening, angels strumming overhead. 27 seconds to touchdown. Switch on the landing lights. I turned up the radio. One day I'll buy a ticket for any place that I wanna go. Now that I am so thinking, the death of magic thinking.